All right, we'll get started. Houston Texans, really good special teams unit. They're top 10 in the league in the return game, punt return, and in the kick return. Fuller kid had a huge punt return last week, 49-yarder against Kansas City, and Kansas City's an excellent special teams unit. So we have our hands full there. Obviously, the punter is Leckler, a guy, so I think he's in his 18th season. I mean, he's a crafty vet. That is now moving the ball around, putting it next to the sideline. So he's kind of changed his game a little bit and is playing at a really high level. So a lot of work to do. We're still concentrating on us. We're not where we need to be yet. And hopefully we'll take another step this week and help us win. So with that, I'll answer any questions.
You say Leckler moving the ball around now. Did he used to
He used to be kind of what you put him in the category of a bomber. Now, he can still hit some bombs. There's no doubt about that. But he's being more directional, putting it outside the numbers, where he used to be a little bit more down the middle of the field.
Straightened out here a little bit.
I think it's just, you know, have confidence in the kid. I think he just needs to get out there and do what the good Lord has given him the talent to do. You know, and I think that he will do that. He's had a good week of practice. I'm excited for him. He's going back home. You know, and being able to kick down there in front of his friends and family. So looking forward to see how he bounces back this week.
From your perspective, mentally,
I think he's been good, you know. I mean, obviously he's disappointed. There's no doubt about that. And that's not a bad quality. I mean, he cares and wants to do well, and he's going to do well. He knows that sometimes this happens, you know, and what I tried to tell him, I said, hey, you were not the only kicker that missed two kicks on Sunday. You know, Mason Crosby missed two kicks for the Green Bay Packers on Sunday also. It does happen. But what mark of a good pro is getting back up, bouncing back, working hard, and he's done all those things to give himself a chance to play at a high level on Sunday.
You had Cody have that one game, that real tough game when he got here last year. Do you say kind of similar things if a guy struggles?
Yeah, I think you have to kind of know who the player is, what kind of makes him tick a little bit. You know, Zane is a guy that not a lot of things bother him. But I can tell deep down that he's ready to – he wants to get to Sunday, and I really admire and respect that in him. But I think sometimes it's a fine line. You don't want to overtalk it too much. I mean, he's missed a few kicks. You know, I know there's other kickers in the league that have also missed, and you know, he's going to get other opportunities. And when he gets those opportunities, just make those kicks, and he can do that.
Obviously, Aguayo is a notable case, a notable example of a kicker who's drafted recently who kind of didn't do well, but. Is there extra, do you think there's something too when guys are drafted and extra pressure or expectation? Because so many kickers are able to kind of come in under the radar, you know, as undrafted guys, and maybe they don't have that label or that kind of that almost burden or whatever you might call it.
Yeah, I think this, that when you look back and you look at things, when you draft a kicker, obviously he's had a good college career, so he goes through his college career, and then he's going to start training for the combine. And as he's training for the combine, he's thinking, you know what, I've been dreaming about this my entire life, and this is my opportunity. I go for that. And then I get drafted, and then I'm in a kicking competition, and I'm battling. You know, you go 4 weeks of the preseason, and you're into week six, so it's like week 10. In some ways, mentally, for younger kickers like that, everybody's different. But I do think that those are factors that you do look at. You know, it's there's not an exact science on it. You know, you've seen guys that maybe have had bad years come back, have good years, or guys that have consistently. You mentioned Aguayo. I mean, his college record spoke for itself, and obviously he hasn't produce like what he did in college. I mean, there's a lot of different things with kickers, and not an exact science.
Are there any examples or many examples of guys who kind of get it right away? I mean, even, you know, Phil wasn't a kicker right away, and I don't know if Vinatieri made it right away, but You know, where guys come in as rookies and they kind of just are always good. It feels like it's always
it's up and down. And I think when you go with a young player, I think it really at any position, you know, I mean, there's going to be ups and downs, and how you navigate through those ups and downs, and how fast they come out of it. That's what makes the difference, you know. I think the hard part for kickers, obviously, is because everyone says, well, gosh darn it, they got to make all those kicks each and every play. You know, when you see a younger player at another position, you don't say, hey, you got to make all those catches or all those throws. But it is a different deal, and I understand that. But at the same time, a player is a player with regards to growing pains and going through and working through those things. But I think he's a very resilient player, and I have confidence in him.
The whole kicking competition was going on during camp, and the decision had to be made who to keep. How much input did you have in that, or was that just strictly the front office upstairs making?
No, I mean, I get asked questions, but I don't make personnel decisions.
Was it a no-brainer to stick with Zane this week as opposed to bringing in somebody else?
Yeah, it's a no-brainer to me.
Mentioned the win after the game. You mentioned the win on that second miss, and I know you guys go down to the stadium and kick, but is that something that you kind of just have to learn from on a Sunday afternoon?
Sunday afternoon at First Energy. I mean, going that direction. Even Castanero, when he kicked one of his field goals, it was just a little closer. You saw his ball flight actually take the same. It began to move just a little bit at the end, but he was a little bit closer going at that same direction towards the dog pound, and Zane's was going, and it moved farther. He was a little farther out. So it's just one of those things you do. You have to just kind of get used to it and play it. But at the same time, you got to hit your ball. You know, if you hit your ball, just like anything, you give yourself a chance.